Motsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.
The comment of the morning so far is Leighton has said, Leighton asked his wife Pam, who would go on a show like Married at First Sight? To which Pam replied, I would. Well, I'm here to tell you that based on Pam marrying Leighton, I think she's already done that before the show became a television project.
How much worse could it be?
Married at First Sight, it was, no, I got the winning ticket. It was a pink ticket.
I am just going to say that I married up.
That's be no. She had to marry to stay in the country. We all know that. Now, Leighton, you love your pizza.
I don't mind a pizza.
And Cherie, you like pizza?
Yeah, I don't mind a bit of pizza.
Well, there are some people who really like their pizza, and they suffer from something that is called. And I hope I've got this right. I'm not a doctor. I could have the medical term wrong. It's called cetophilia.
Right.
Cetophilia.
Have you got any idea what that is?
How's it spelled? Give me a spelling.
S-I. Well, what is this?
You know, S-I.
We're doing that word game from it.
No, no.
Can you use it in a sentence?
S-I-T-O-philia. Ceto.
Yeah.
No.
You no idea what it is?
No.
Okay. If you suffer from cetophilia, you have the desire to give food special cuddles.
Oh, really?
Apparently, there are people out there that suffer from this. So much so that over in the UK, organisers of the annual Holy Ship Music Festival have introduced a bizarre new rule for ticket holders, and that is that you can't have special cuddles with your pizza.
They actually had to make a rule.
Yeah, no, there's a rule. If you are caught with your pepperoni in the pepperoni, you will be asked to vacate the premises. So, no, I'm not making this up.
Wow.
I'm not making this up.
I mean, surely there's got to be some way that you can get around those new rulings. I'm just thinking there are certain times when jelly wrestling does it for me. And,
that puts a whole new meaning on dine in or take away. Anyway.
Hey, someone out there is $55 million richer, but they don't know it.
Oh, this is this missing lotto ticket in Melbourne?
Melbourne. So it was a Powerball thing about 3 weeks ago. $55 million was the jackpot. One winner. And they, after 3 weeks, have not come in to claim it. And Lotto, they simply can't find the person. Yeah. And because of privacy laws, Victoria's TATS staff, they're not allowed to identify anything about the winner because of privacy laws. Yeah. They can say that the winning ticket was bought in Brunswick.
Daughter lives in Brunswick.
Really? You might have the ticket.
I don't do Lotto.
What about Narelle? Did she sort of get out of the
car
and zip in? $55 million, you'd buy a ticket.
Well, I haven't seen her for a couple of weeks.
Narelle, you haven't seen for a couple of weeks.
Someone might have the ticket now, and it could be very well someone who visited Melbourne and
on holidays?
On a whim, just bought a ticket in the Powerball.
Check your numbers.
Particularly if you've been in Brunswick. $55 million. Someone's got it, and they don't know they've got it. The kids are back to school today, of course. What we'd like to point out, particularly to the mums or the dads who are making the school lunches at this particular moment in time, might be an idea if you just check the school bag from the middle of December last year. Just make sure that was all emptied out because you don't want to find some science experiment.
You might regret not having done that earlier.
Did you, Cherie, ever swap your lunches with other students?
I didn't, because we just had Vegemite sandwiches.
Yeah.
And after like a couple of days of Vegemite sandwiches, you go, this is crap. So on my way home, I'd get home, and before I walked inside, I'd get the lunch out of the bag and throw it under the house. Under the house. And, you know, we had a dog sort of every so often. We'd just come around and just get under the house and you sort of understand what was going on now.
Yeah. It's amazing. Back in the day, mums sort of only made one thing of lunch and you had that all week. It was whatever it was, you had that Monday to Friday.
Yeah, exactly Friday. Right.
Anyway, so yes, we do urge you to have a look through the school bag, particularly the lunchbox, which you might not have picked out of the bag back in mid-December last year. Might just be an opportune time to have a look at that and see what's growing in there.
What you are saying is right, because that last day of school, you throw your bag in the corner of the room knowing that you're not going to see it for 6 weeks.
And with everybody back at school, remember those school zones are in operation, so just be aware of that as you drive through to work this morning. Slow down when the lights are flashing at those school zones. And to everybody going back to school today, we wish you well. I know there are a lot of people probably hiding under the covers of their bed this morning, not wanting to go to schools. But hell, you're the teachers. You have to be there.
Potsy and Leighton for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30 on Triple M.